we almost know everything that has happened now, more or less. We have most of the elements. And so now is the why, I think. That's the second thing. What do you think now, after we ran through this whole thing, what did you think about this piece? Is it a good piece? Does it make sense to you? And why? Having reviewed everything there is to be seen, and with the description she gives of it, can you do something with it? Does it stick somewhere to what you experienced, or what you think about it now? But the question is not if you like it, but why you like it. Why do you think it's a good performance? And what kind of elements would you use for that to prove your thesis? The important thing is that you have to find some clues in the piece itself and some...
I think that...
So you're looking for an issue and you don't find it. It's a bit...
It's not that I don't find it. It's difficult to define for me. I don't know about
anyone else who has kind of idea about what the issue of this piece is?
The title says some things, but...
But you could also read it literally. I mean, it's a practical way of stopping the performance. You disappear and you have to find a solution to disappear. Somehow. And you put out the light, or you disappear in the curtains. Or I mean, it's always also a practical thing. Theater is this kind of thing where you can see metaphors everywhere, but you can also see practical problems which you solve. In theater, there's always this kind of practical side and the metaphorical or the storytelling side, and it's always like...
But with the practical, when you start to think about all the practical things that surrounds the performance, then you can go really far, because you can make different assumptions almost about everything. It's a huge field that I don't think, for me, it's, as a spectator, it's so relevant.
It often is, because it's often very funny to see how people solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like, The Tempest is like this famous piece where it starts with the tempest, and then how do you play the tempest? Because it's a boat sinking and stuff. Mm. And they often bring in a lot already kind of idea about the piece in the way they show the tempest. That they use it to give in very short notice already kind of preview of what they really want to say. It starts from a practical thing, and then from the 50 solutions you would have, they select one or two that they think like, in this way we can show what we think about theater, about this piece, about that.
I see.
In film, it never is. In film is film. You never see the practical solution in the film. In theater, you always see how people do it. There's always the real thing that has to be done, and that is always like interfering with the meaning. Mm. And this is not the case in cinema. In cinema, you disappear in the screen. So it's and that's what I mean by the practical thing.
Okay.
It's always there as a kind of first pointer to the way you think about things. So it's just that to be too metaphorical and to read it too metaphorically sometimes prevents you from just seeing the fun in things. There's always theater is always a kind of fun. It's a gross art. It always has something to do with the simple fun of imitating. And imitating it for a live public, there's something about that. And I would propose that you try to make a kind of... I would not say a review, but a kind of good description by tomorrow, so that we reread what everybody finally made of our discussion. So it should be lively, so that somebody who reads it really gets a feeling of, that's what I can really imagine it. So it's not in this kind of dashes and say small things. No, it's really a text that brings to life all the elements we spoke about today. So I think... Try to make this kind of review, but staying very close to the factual things of it. So you have to give reasons for why you think it's good, less good, not really important, fantastic, or whatever. But you have to get the reasons out of this, what we did this morning, and not out of any broad theory or whatever. Just simply stick to what you saw and what you can make of it in this way. Of course, if there are some things that you looked up, okay, you can use them. Right? But not Baudrillard told in this and that book. Not that way. So
yeah.
Only if you really did your job, you can fetch in Baudrillard or whoever and get as much of what you saw in it. Otherwise, it's also useless. Because usually bad performances are these performances where there's too much inconsistencies and things that you think like, yeah, they dragged this in because they didn't know how to fill up the last 5 minutes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. May I throw just one question which really bothers me? Because now I cannot say if this is a good performance or a bad performance.
Or you leave it in the middle. But in a sense, criticism has to... Well, you don't have to give points. That's not the question, but you can... You must find elements here to say that it makes sense, that it is a proposition that makes sense. And then afterwards, but we don't do it here, you can link it to some broader theory, etc., etc. But this is the first thing, like saying, does it make sense in itself with what I see and how I can combine it and how images, movements, etc. work? And then afterwards you could make a real article about it where really you try to develop onto how it is linked to more general things. But that's not the idea now. It's just like trying to find everything in the performance that can start to help you make a thesis. And not going the other way around, like a helicopter coming down on the work and putting a grid on it and then not seeing anymore what is happening. So it's like trying to find... to make your thinking start out of the performance itself and not the other way around. Try to link a precise description to a kind of interpretation and make it stick. It will never be a finished review because there will be much too much description in it, etc. But it's like the basis for what you could finally make as a real article where you really try to think about what does this mean? But it's this kind of exercise to stay first as close as possible to the performance, and then after this workshop you can do it again in a kind of real version. So it doesn't have to be fantastic text, but it's only what you describe. Try to find good words. So, it's an exercise in that.